Kathy Starnes step up to the microphone. Oh, it's on your head. Hi, Kathy. Good that you are here. Wave.
Good morning.
Hi, Facebook Live. Yay. Owner, Iris Boutique. You focus on ...
Yes, I've worked in retail and styling my entire career, and I opened Iris Boutique about a year and a half ago. We are a women's accessory shop, so we just focus on jewelry, shoes, handbags, scarves, and the power of accessories.
And your background includes?
I started my career with Nordstrom and worked for Anthropologie, independent boutiques, and I had my own wardrobe consulting firm, like what Michelle does, for about 7 years in the Washington, D.C. area.
Awesome. So let's talk about opening up your boutique. And certainly, before I do that, Michelle, let me go back to you. So our conversation today is talking about Kathy and certainly talking about some trends here shortly as well, correct?
Yeah, today our conversation is about fall trends. What's happening in the industry right now? And what are a couple of the big ideas that you should be going after this season to update your wardrobe?
Okay. Kathy, when you opened your boutique, why accessories?
So that came from my years of styling. I always found that women, they had the most questions about accessorizing. I also believe they make the biggest impact on your look, and they're often the missing piece. So I am very passionate about spreading the gospel of the power of accessories.
And we are here to talk about the fall 2018 fashions. Michelle, trend or style? Which one's more important?
100% style. So trends are out there to help develop who you are and the style that you want to reach. And you should not be adopting a trend if it's not for your style.
Okay. Taking notes. There are so many trends out there from which to choose. Do we all need to follow, I guess, every trend?
Absolutely not. Not every trend is going to work for your style. The number one focus should be what your style is and how you want that a trend to adopt into your style. And what happens is we tend to feel like there's so many ideas out there, and how do those fit into what I want to get in my wardrobe? And if you're trying to fit everyone in, it's never going to work for you. So focus on your own style. A good example is one of the trends I'm going to talk about today. It's not my style, and it's not going to fit into my
style. It's not Michelle Crick's style?
No, it's not in my style, my personal style. And I love the other one. That is all over my wardrobe. But one of the trends I'm going to talk about isn't going to fit, and I may adopt it in a touch of a way, but that's okay if I don't adopt it at all.
Yep. And Kathy, you know you're going to talk about your trends when it comes to accessories in just a second, so be thinking hard about that hard-hitting question. Michelle, when should you start following a trend?
So if the trend fits your style, you should start following that trend at the beginning. We call people that adopt a trend early adopters. And so what that means is you're finding that trend works for your style, so you're starting to buy those pieces into your wardrobe right away. When you buy into a trend at the beginning of the cycle, it lasts a lot longer into your wardrobe. And so when you're buying at the end, those pieces look dated sooner. So you really want to get on that trend early enough.
Awesome. So let me put you on the spot. Talk about your two favorite fall trends.
So my favorite fall trend, and this is the one that does work for my style, is athleisure. And it's about stripes, varsity striping, and color blocking. And it's being done in so many ways, and it's so fresh. We don't have a lot of stripes in our wardrobe right now. Athleisure is one of the hugest trends that's happening right now, and as we continue to get more and more casual, this trend adds to a lot of people's lifestyle. So it can be done at the neck, like as I have on today. You can see on the Facebook Live
post. Yes, yes, get her neck.
You can see that's varsity striping. You're going to see it in sweaters. You may see piecing, or you may see all of her stripes. You're going to see it placed on arms. I also love it down the side of a pant. The second trend is plaids. So this is the one that doesn't fit actually my lifestyle. I've tried plenty of plaids, and they don't work. But the big ones that are happening right now, you're seeing a lot of buffalo check. You're seeing a lot of bigger plants, and also the menswear plaids. And what I love about it is when you look inside your closet right now, nobody has a lot of plaids. It's just not that impactful for the last many years. So it's a fresh trend to add to your wardrobe, and you're seeing it in pants where you can do a darker plaids. You're seeing it in blazers, but you're seeing it also in the button-up shirts that you're used to seeing, and it's really going to add interest to your wardrobe.
I always go back to you and ask, with athleisure and plaids, are we talking men and women here?
Yes, men and women. You're seeing athleisure in the men's industry just as much. And it's not just in clothing, it's in shoes. And you continue to see striping on shoes in both the women's and the men.
All right, Miss Kathy, tell us about your two favorite. Let's go assess accessory trends for fall.
Absolutely. We are expanding our handbag collection in the store right now. So I'm really excited about some of the new styles that are coming in there. And one of my favorite things is unique handles and straps on bags. So we're seeing really unique things like a metal ring as a handle or a tortoiseshell resin, chain straps, color block canvas straps, braided leather. So if you're looking for a new handbag this fall, that's a really fun thing to look out for. And for jewelry, I am obsessed with unconventional metals that designers are using. A lot of rose gold, gunmetals, brass, and then mixed metals. So a single piece that has both brass and silver, or gunmetal and rose gold. And I love that this trend is really approachable because you can go as bold as a statement mixed metal necklace or as simple as a rose gold stud earring.
Awesome. And I'll give you a little plug. Does your boutique carry these accessories?
We absolutely do.
Bum bum. How about some styling tips for mixing metals, Michelle?
So with the mixed metals trends that are happening right now, most people are so used to wearing all gold or all silver. And
what this can do is give you the opportunity to mix even pieces that you already own together. So you can add a layered necklace look and add gold and silvers. If you have hardware that's silver on your handbag, you don't have to be afraid to wear gold jewelry anymore. So it's just kind of keeping it fresh and new right now with mixing those metals.
Any addition to that, Kathy?
That's a great advice. Yeah.
Because you're her guest. That's what you say. A couple minutes left, Kathy. Can you talk about the workshop you have coming up with Michelle?
Yes. As I mentioned, I'm really passionate about educating women on the power of accessorizing. So I love having Michelle come in the store. This is the third time we've done this. And if you know Michelle's personality, she's super fun. She adds so much value, teaches so much about styling. And it's very interactive, very fun. And you have the opportunity for one-on-one styling from both Michelle and from myself. Tickets are required, so find it on Eventbrite. It's coming up October 16th at 6:30 in the evening. If you go to Eventbrite, just search Michelle Crick, K-R-I-C-K.
So take me a little bit more through that. So it's 6:30. Where'd you say it was?
It's going to be at Iris Boutique, at which place. We're located at 949 Cherry in Uptown.
And are there snacks?
Oh, we will have some sips and snacks. Ooh. And treats.
Good. Michelle, leave me with one more trend.
I'm going to throw out the leopard trend. And, you know, this is a trend that continues to come in and go out, but it's pretty hot right now. You're seeing it in handbags, you're seeing it in shoes, you're seeing it in sweaters, you're seeing it from details on your clothing, and it's just one of those trends that are fun. You don't need a ton of leopard in your wardrobe, you need a couple pieces, but have some fun with it, mix it up, add color to the leopard, and just have fun with that trend.
Just do it. Kathy, if you would share one more time, best way to find out more about you and your good work, please.
Absolutely. Best way is on Instagram, irisboutique.shop, and stop by the store on Cherry Street.
Awesome. Michelle Crick, take us home.
Well, website is michellecrickstyle.com. I do closet analysis, styling services, and personal shopping. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Michelle Crick Style.
Great. Michelle Crick and Kathy Starnes, thank you very much on our Styling It Your Way live from Art Prize. You know, kind of art, styling is art.
Absolutely.
You know, this is 100%. This is kind of an Art Prize theme. All right, ladies, take care. Enjoy your workshop October 16th at 6:30 on the grounds of your great studio, Kathy Starnes, Irish Boutique. Michelle Crick, thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Take care. You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show live from Art Prize.